Like we're live. Good morning. I'm Susan Drummond, the Kitsap County Hearing Examiner. Today is Thursday, June 27th, 2019, about 9 a.m. We have two items on the agenda. The first one is a shoreline variance. This is the Wheeler Street Baker Edition shoreline variance. I imagine most of you are here for the indigo topsoil matter. Can I see a raise of hands just to get a sense on that? Yeah, so for those of you who are here for that matter, that will be heard second, but I don't think the shoreline variance will take very long, maybe about 15 minutes. And then we may take a short recess and then reconvene for the second matter, which is a indigo topsoil, is a combined SEPA appeal hearing and conditional use permit application. So on the first matter, which is the shoreline variance, the order of procedure will be as follows. We'll hear first from the planning department. They'll provide a summary of the proposal, and I have reviewed the staff report and the attached exhibits on that. After the planning department presents, then we'll hear from the applicant and then anyone who is here who wishes to testify on the proposal may do so. So I think with that, is someone from the planning department here?
Good morning.
Good morning. If you could state your name for the record.
Kathleen Barnhart, environmental planner with Kitsap County's Department of Community Development.
And you swear to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
Thank you. And as I mentioned, I've reviewed the staff report and I have exhibits 1 through 22, which include the staff report. Actually, I don't have the PowerPoint yet, but
good morning. This is the hearing for the Baker Edition shoreline variance, a type 3 shoreline variance. Project location, we are at 3290 Wheeler Street in Poulsbo, which is just north of the Hood Canal Bridge off of Highway 3. The parcel number and commissioner district are up there, and we are in the Rural Conservancy shoreline designation. The Bakers currently own an existing one-bedroom, one-bathroom, single-family residence on 1.33 acres. According to the Kitsap County Assessor, it is a little under 1,500 square feet, 1.5 stories, with a little under 1,000 square foot footprint, approximately 75 feet from the shoreline ordinary high watermark of Hood Canal. It is one of two homes in the 12-lot subdivision that is currently under 1,700 square feet and the only house with one bedroom. The Bakers are requesting 654 square feet of additions in two locations. The additions are in line with the existing home, not waterward. But they are below the 100-foot reduced standard shoreline buffer simply because of the location of the current home. The first addition is enclosing in an existing deck area on the west side, and the second addition will add the bedroom and three-quarter bath. There will be no removal of native vegetation. All expansions are over existing impervious or semi-pervious surfaces, lawn, and landscaped areas, but there are mitigation and restoration elements proposed. Just to reiterate, we are the Hood Canal is at the north boundary of the property. There are sandy, naturally draining soils. There is an access easement that runs roughly north-south through the middle of the parcel, serving subject and neighboring parcels. The residence lawn and all appurtenances extend approximately 180 feet from the shoreline, and the remaining upland is in the easement road and treed vegetation. I'd like to go over some of the critical areas on the site that are kind of directing where this proposal is at. Again, the shoreline buffer is standard 130 feet, reduced 130 feet, proposing no further waterward than the existing home. It is in the FEMA 100-year floodplain. However, the addition is not considered substantial improvement under Kitsap County Code Title 15 for flood hazard areas. There will be a condition that the future improvements over the next 10 years do not exceed 50% of the market value. There are some mapped higher erosion hazard areas along the beach area. However, the home is currently protected by a low elevation concrete bulkhead, and there are no slopes over 15% within 40 feet of the proposed addition. The parcel also lies within the inner 330-foot radius of a mapped bald eagle nest tree, and the project will be constructed to be consistent with the National Bald Eagle Management Guidelines from U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. I'd like to quickly summarize the shoreline variance criteria and how the project meets that, although I would like to point out that the staff report and the rest of the record have substantially more information on this. As far as the strict application of code would preclude or significantly interfere with reasonable use of the property, again, the existing home is already in and below the reduced 100-foot buffer. The landward or south side of the home includes the required parking for the residents, the access road easement, the well radius, as well as the bald eagle nest. Another criteria, that the design is compatible with other uses in the area without causing a net loss to shoreline ecological functions. It is in the rural residential zoning, which also surrounds the parcel as well. Shoreline mitigation, stormwater requirements are in place to assure no net loss of those ecological functions. That the variance will not constitute a grant of special privilege not enjoyed by other properties in the area. Again, this is a 12-lot subdivision with homes ranging in size from 966 square feet to just over 3,600 square feet, the average being just under 2,100 square feet. The Baker residence is the second smallest and only residence with less than two bedrooms, and the variance would place the home at approximately 2,100 square feet, or average for the neighborhood, and not granting of any special privilege. The request is the minimum necessary to afford relief. Adding to any portion of the existing home would require building within the shoreline buffer. Adding south landward would require tree removal, possibly moving the access road and greater impacts for the bald eagles. Additions have been placed over the existing deck and existing impervious surfaces to avoid new impacts, and the addition will add one bedroom and three-quarter bath to the one-bedroom home and is the minimum necessary to accommodate the family within the normal ranges for the neighborhood. The public interest will suffer no substantial detrimental effect. The proposal, again, is to retain the residential use. It includes the buffer mitigation and restoration, does not include any development waterward, or interfere with the view line requirements of the Kitsap County Shoreline Master Program. And finally, just touching on what that mitigation and restoration looks like, there will be native shrubs and grasses along the top of the bulkhead, originally proposed to be approximately 536 square feet, which is the area of new impervious surface for the project. However, after comment from the Port Gamble Squallam tribe, the applicant has agreed to additional restoration planting, in other words, going above and beyond the no net loss requirement, extending that to 648 square feet of planting along the bulkhead. And with that, the department recommends approval of the Baker shoreline variance.
Okay, so and it's 648, right? Because I thought I saw an earlier slide, maybe it went kind of fast, that it had said 654, but the staff report and other materials I have 648. So that's the right figure up there.
Yes. Correct?
Yeah, okay. And if you have not yet provided the PowerPoint to Ms. Walston, if you can make sure you get that to her.
It is in the record.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yep.
Is the applicant here?
Yes,
if you can step forward. Oh, are you? You're complete, right?
I am finished.
Okay, all right. Yeah, if you can step forward. Good morning.
Good morning.
If you could state your name for the record.
Kathy Baker.
And you swear to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Do you have anything that you wanted to add on this?
No, I think she did a great job with summarizing everything.
Okay, and so. Did you have an opportunity to review the staff report?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and you're comfortable with the conditions? You don't have any questions on the proposed conditions from
no.
the planning department? Okay. All right, I do not have any additional questions at this time, so
thank you.
Is there anyone from, there was nobody on the sign-up sheet. Is there anyone from the public who wished to testify on this proposal? Let the record reflect that there's not anyone here who wishes to provide testimony on this. Anything further from the planning department? So I've reviewed the record on this, which includes exhibits 1 through 22. I think staff did a very good job of documenting the consistency of the proposal with the county shoreline variance criteria. And the evidence demonstrates that there will be no net loss of ecological functions with this variance, and the other shoreline management plan requirements are met. So I will be granting the variance. Written decision on this will be out within 10 business days, and actually probably be out considerably earlier than that given my schedule, but that will be emailed to Ms. Walston, and then she or someone else that she's delegates this to will provide it to both the applicant and the planning department. Okay, any questions on that matter procedurally? All right, we will now move to the second matter. Maybe we'll take maybe a two-minute, three-minute recess so council can proceed on this. And I do have a question on this. I want to proceed kind of the most efficient way possible on this. It may make sense to hear public testimony first on this CUP, and I wanted to check in with council on the SEPA appeal, because there are two components for this matter. And since a number, it looks like a number of folks have shown up to provide public testimony, that may be the best to do that. And so what we may do is similar to the last proposal. We hear from staff that provide a summary of the proposal. And again, I have reviewed the staff report and exhibits, and I did a site visit this morning. About 7, I was there a little early, 7:15 to 7:30. I did enter the site and then drove around it as well. So I have familiarity with the location. So let's take a brief recess, about 2-3 minutes, so we can get council up to the tables, and then we'll proceed with the second matter. Thank you.